This is the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said, "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand, who is not the shepherd and does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and runs away. And the wolf snatches them and scatters them. The hired hand runs away because a hired hand does not care for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me. Just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that do not belong to this fold. I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice. So there will be one flock, one shepherd. For this reason, the Father loves me, because I lay down my life in order to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it up again. I have received this command from my Father." This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. I've been thinking this week about how here at Christ the King, it matters to us what is going on in the world. We recognize that our faith speaks to what is going on in the world, that the what is going on in the world speaks to our faith. Therefore, each week as I'm preaching, as I contemplate the and study the text for the coming Sunday, I also pay close attention to the news and close attention to the conversations that I have with all of you so that I might get a sense of what God might be speaking to us in this specific time and this specific place. And I have to be fairly honest that this last year it has felt like I have been rewriting sermons at the last minute or unable to even start putting something together until late on Saturday night because we have endured major event after major event after major event. It's been a challenge to keep up with the news, and the pandemic has made it difficult for us to keep up with each other sometimes. So this week, on Good Shepherd Sunday, it felt appropriate to take a moment to recognize and to remind you all that you are seen. I see that you are tired. I see you are fatigued by pandemic isolation, decision fatigue, questioning everything you do and whether it was safe or not. I see you navigating awkward conversations around vaccines and safety protocols before you plan a family event or invite a friend over for dinner. I see you longing for something familiar, for something normal, for the ability to hug friends and family and grandchildren and grandparents without masks and second thoughts. I see that you're tired. And I see that you're weary. I see you are weary of having to talk about the deaths of Black men and young Latino boys and Black teenage girls at the hands of those who many of us have assumed are entrusted to protect and serve. I see you are weary of the news of mass shootings on what feels like a daily basis. I see that you are weary that even though accountability has taken place in the murder of George Floyd, the path towards true justice, the path to ending white supremacy within ourselves if we are white and within our community as a whole is still so, so long. I see that you are weary. I see your heartache. I see your exhaustion. I see your guilt or your shame or your desire to do and say and be all the right things. I see your longing to know that you are doing enough to live in a more peaceful world and to tune out from the noise and the chatter. I see you. Pastor Rory sees you. Bjorn and Brittany, Dan, the Janes, our church council leaders, we all see you. And we're right there with you. But most importantly, our gospel for today roots us in the promise that our good shepherd sees you. Our good shepherd knows you. Our good shepherd loves you. Our good shepherd is with you. And resting in that promise, I want to offer for us today the psalm that is appointed for today, Psalm 23. And as I read it, I invite you to either close your eyes and find a comfortable position in your car seat and to let the words just wash over you and receive them as a gift. Or I invite you to defiantly proclaim the promise of these words aloud with me, as I know many of you know them by heart. Whichever you need, you are invited to do in this moment. This is Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not be in want. The Lord makes me lie down in green pastures and leads me beside still waters. You restore my soul, O Lord, and guide me along right pathways for your name's sake. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, and my cup is running over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Thanks be to God. I want to highlight two specific things about the last lines of this familiar and comforting psalm. First, the verb which is translated as follow, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, is more accurately translated as pursue. Goodness and mercy doesn't just follow you. They are pursuing you, running after you, seeking you out all the days of your life. Secondly, the word translated as dwell, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever, is the word shuv. It is less common to translate shuv as dwell, and it is actually more simply translated as to turn or return. Joel Laman, an Old Testament professor at Emory School of Theology, notes that given the prevalence of images of traveling throughout the psalm, it is most appropriate to read the last line in this way. I will continually return to Yahweh's presence my whole life long. Therefore, our good shepherd not only sees you and not only knows you, but that good shepherd pursues you. That good shepherd walks beside you so that you can return again and again and again, your whole life long. The good news for you, the good news for all of us today, is not only that you are seen and you are known, but that you are pursued and you are accompanied. May you rest in that promise of presence, of enough, of hope, that God's love and goodness is for you. And in the midst of being tired and weary and heartbroken, may you rest. Amen.